two trucks, two trailers. These are plow trucks and everything. Excuse the dogs barking.
Small business owner Larry Eason is walking up his driveway on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, showing off some of the equipment that powers his company, Larry's Landscaping.
And this is my garage where all of the equipment is kept. As you can see, I have brand new state-of-the-art zero-turn lawnmowers, heavy-duty commercial plus lawnmowers.
Eason is a single father of five, all 10 years old or younger. He transported them to Iowa from Chicago 4 years ago to escape big city violence. He's also one of the estimated 2,200 African Americans in the state who operate their own businesses. These black entrepreneurs are trusting in themselves to lift their income levels to match the earning power of whites. A typical white household in Iowa brings in $61,000 a year. For blacks, it's around $27,000. But lately, it's been rough going for many black-owned enterprises.
A lot of the African-American-owned businesses are typically in retail and restaurant and catering. So those kind of things are hit hardest when the economy is dipping.
That's Lori Young. She's marketing and compliance manager for the Targeted Small Business Program at the Iowa Department of Economic Development. Her program offers small, low-interest loans to qualified minority and women-owned businesses. It also helps them land contracts with the state. Larry Eason now mows a rest stop in Cedar County thanks to a contract with the Iowa Department of Transportation he found out about because he is a targeted small business. He's also used the aid of a nonprofit group called Iowans for Social and Economic Development. He attended a 10-week class in its Waterloo office to learn how to draft a business plan. And so did Shannon Harrington of Waterloo. She has faced tough challenges from an early age.
I actually had my first child when I was 15 years old.
Harrington stayed in school after her daughter was born, went on to earn both undergraduate and master's degrees, and then founded the counseling firm Change Behavioral Health.
As a teen mother, you're bombarded with all these negative statistics. You know, you'll be this or you won't be that. And I've always been a overachiever, and I've always been one to prove others wrong.
Harrington is a Waterloo native who recently celebrated the one-year anniversary of the start of her company. She just moved to new office space. Her dream of financial security is slowly coming true.
For me to say that even though I was a teen mother, I am now a CEO, you know, of my own business, and that satisfaction right there.
Harrington proudly says the money needed to begin operations came out of her own pocket. She borrowed nothing. The program manager with Iowans for Social and Economic Development, Danita Gadson, says Harrington managed to avoid a problem that sinks many black-owned businesses.
We really like to get people before they make that first step in terms of actually investing their money. And sometimes it's money that they don't have. It's money that's coming from credit cards, which is another barrier. It becomes another way of digging a hole.
Gadson says about 80% of her clients are African American. She says more blacks are turning to self-employment to make ends meet during a tight economy. But most African Americans are still looking for work from others. And that's also rough. While the overall unemployment rate in Iowa hovers around 6%, the rate for blacks stands at more than 13%. 34-year-old Passion Muhammad of Des Moines is one of the unemployed. She's a single mother of five who has been balancing family with job hunting and taking classes at Des Moines Area Community College.
It's really hard. You have a lot of nights when the children are asleep and you just cry. You just make it happen. I think my children they're very understanding, but it's hard.
Muhammad has earned a two-year degree in human services from DMAC, but realizes she needs a four-year degree to apply for decent jobs. She says she's frustrated by job fairs, where there really aren't any jobs available, and by the revolving door of short-term positions she has managed to find.
You think about the American dream. You know, the White House, the picket fence, the children. You go to job, you come home, you cook your dinner. My perception of the American dream is no longer there.
Muhammad says she's received emotional support from the Office of Community and Workforce Partnerships at DMAC. It has also advised her on resume writing and provided gas money at times. Pam Gaddy is an employment specialist with the office.
Most people coming through the door do not have a strategy, so that's why we are here, to help them focus and develop a plan.
Gaddy says her office has people on staff who can build up a client's math and reading skills for the job hunt that lies ahead. They can also identify talents and interests for job seekers. Back in Cedar Rapids, Larry Eason is beyond such concerns. Things are going well at Larry's Landscaping.
I have so much work now that I have more work than I can actually handle.
So expansion plans are on the table.
I want to be able to go down to Iowa Workforce and Development and go get all of the people that are unemployed and employ them.
Eason says he may begin hiring as early as next year. He's already set an example for his children. They now see it's possible to earn a decent income as long as you also have an ample supply of gumption. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.